This community update was brought to you by U-Radio, a project to reduce emission and food waste in Winnipeg by purchasing a refrigerated shipping container has passed the halfway mark of its $25,000 fundraising goal. Jennifer McRae, the Food Waste Diversion Manager with Climate Change Connections, Manitoba, says they will use these storage containers as low-cost food storage units. According to McRae, this will help tackle two significant challenges Winnipeggers face. The first is reducing emissions caused by decomposing food. More importantly, she says, redirecting the food to meal programs across Winnipeg.
In Manitoba alone, we have 380 service agencies that rely on donated food, and yet they are in constant need and they can't keep up with demand for food. Food security is an issue in Manitoba, and access to good, healthy food is an issue for Manitobans. And we've seen the availability and access to food can be limited at times by supply chain issues.
With rising food prices and economic instability, the need for food assistance is only increasing. The shipping containers would function as a centralized drop-off location, removing logistical hurdles that make donating difficult for larger donors, such as major grocery chains and food producers. Storage space is another hurdle that food banks and agencies experience. Alyssa Wolf, the city coordinator for Winnipeg and Selkirk and Leftovers, a food rescue program, says they're already supporting 140 agencies in Winnipeg with an ongoing wait list for organizations hoping to receive food. These refrigeration units, available amongst Winnipeg organizations, could ensure more food gets to the people who need it.
It's mind-blowing the difference it could make.
According to Wolf, last year in Manitoba, Leftovers redirected over 600,000 pounds of food that might have otherwise gone to waste.
There's a ton of huge producers in Manitoba with a ton of food that we don't know what they're doing with that food right now. We can only assume it's going to waste. So this is that chance for them to have a central drop-off location.
In Manitoba, landfills are considered the second largest source of greenhouse gas emissions. Across Canada, nearly 60% of food is lost or wasted each year, with 32% still being edible. McRae says these shipping containers won't solve the systemic issues that lead to food insecurity or climate change, but will be a start in managing them. She says these same refrigerated containers are already seeing success in Manitoba's second largest city.
It's a solution that is working in Brandon, Manitoba right now with the Brandon Food Rescue Store. And that is an initiative that was spurred by the John Howard Society in Brandon, and they've developed this solution there, and it's working really well, and it's diverting up to 40,000 pounds of food a month they're able to rescue and get it to those in need.
The total cost of launching this initiative is estimated at $25,000. This includes approximately $10,000 for the shipping container, with additional funds allocated for electrical installation and ongoing utility costs. McRae adds they are collaborating with multiple organizations, including United Way, the Winnipeg Foundation, and the Leftovers Foundation. She adds the success of this project could pave the way for large-scale implementation. As they continue to raise funds for the initiative, McRae says their next step will be finding a suitable and secure location to store these containers. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.